Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, not the star of the program. The star is my buddy, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the Hollywood icon from the series Hunter, talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Welcome, Fred.
Thanks a lot. How you doing? You just pulled in, though.
Yeah, I pulled in. Hello to you, and everything going everything well with you right. This week, huh?
Yeah, everything so far so good.
Lots of stuff to talk about. We had a baseball brawl this past week. We'll talk about that.
Oh man, what a typical baseball punch out!
Really something, I'll tell you.
Oh man, it was like a 5-year-old kindergartner's going.
It was kind of a slap fest, but both benches cleared.
It was a bitch slap fest, is what it was.
Things are changing in baseball. I've noticed that plays have been going on. People have been stealing bases. This is something we haven't seen.
Ooh, how manly!
Starting pitchers are still going 4 or 5 innings tops. That's all they can handle.
Oh yeah,
that's it. We have there's the bullpens have about 8 guys that come in each pitching like three batters, and they go ahead and change it. Back in the good old days, there was a guy, if the game was out of control, it was like 7-0 or 10-1, they had a guy called the mop-up man in the bullpen who would come in there, and he would just throw the ball over the plate and try to get the game over with.
Well,
right?
that's when it was a hopeless game.
Right.
Well, the Dodgers have gone into that. They've accelerated their homeless game of...
Hopeless games?
Yeah, they've accelerated their game plans. So they just bring in anybody. They got to heat up Kiki Vandeweghe. What's his name?
Kiki Hernandez, yeah.
Yeah, some Kiki.
He came in to pitch one time for him. But here's the deal. Is that a new metric? Hopeless games. They should have that.
Well,
how many guys involved?
HG. It should be down there as HG.
HG?
If you're going to have a warp, was it warp? War?
War, W-A-R. That war rating, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the
wins against replacement.
So that
what
means,
does that mean? I don't even know what
that means. If you create more wins for your team than your replacement would be, if you were playing third base and there was some guy in the minors who was also third base and he could be replacing you, how well do you do over your replacement? And so that's a stat.
What a
war rating.
What a pathetic set of statistics they have whipped.
It is crazy.
The youth of this country with this matrix and this pathetic.
Give us your thoughts.
You cannot enjoy the sport.
It's true.
It is now taken away from you.
Give us your thoughts.
They've been given all the rules and regulations for when you're 5, 6, and 8 years of age.
Email us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
I noticed my neighbor put a broken World's Best Dad mug in the recycling bin by his curb. So I did what anyone would do. fixed it with some JB Weld Clear Weld Epoxy, then returned the next morning to stand in his yard and drink coffee. He and his family stared out the window at me with confusion, and underneath that, fear. And underneath that, I want to say jealous anger. But underneath that, there was also appreciation for a lesson well learned. Don't toss it, JB Weld it.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back. It is the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, not the star of the program, the guy that kind of makes things move along, because once in a while we get stuck in a rut here today, so I'll make sure things move. But the guy that makes it move is this guy here. They're talking about the one and only football legend. We call him Sultan, Sultan of Safeties. 2 safeties in 1 game in the same quarter, a record that will never be broken, as far as I'm concerned. And the all-pro defensive end played for the Rams and New York Giants, had a breath of fresh air on the New England Patriots. And the guy that also was the star of Hunter, so many great shows. You got that movie Transformers coming up here very soon, I think, huh?
I have no idea when it's coming out, but they said it was this year.
Maybe it's a Christmas classic.
We'll figure it out. But, all right.
All right. What do you got here today? Let's lead off with sort of a sad note in the news here a little bit.
The University of Maryland has accepted responsibility for the death of Jordan McNair, an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And it accepts legal and moral responsibility for the mistakes that led to his June 13th death 2 weeks after being hospitalized following an off-season team workout.
Yeah, this is something. He was hospitalized following that workout. The athletic director there, Damon Evans, held a press conference, met with the family. Quoting him, Damon Evans said, the university accepts legal and moral responsibility for the mistakes that our training staff made on that fateful day of May 29th. He also said they basically misdiagnosed the situation. No vital signs were taken. Other safeguarding actions were not taken. For me, that's enough for me to say I need to come to personally apologize to the family. Well, I guess so.
Look, this is just yet another story. It just happens. The difference is it happens to be current. This has gone on for decades and decades and decades, where and I do believe right down here at the bottom of the story the Maryland president Wallace Lowe also addressed an ESPN report that focused on the alleged toxic coaching culture.
What does that mean?
Created by Terrapins head football coach DJ Durkin. And Durkin was put on administrative leave last week. And here's what I know. And I can only go by my experience. I don't know what happened there. I don't know what the weather.
You played San Diego State, right?
Yeah, of course.
I
played in Lawndale High School. I played at El Camino College.
There you go.
I played all through my youth. And all through the youth, you come across coaches with a philosophy, a coaching philosophy, that they're now going to get you into bigger and better conditioning by punishing you, by keeping you two things, overworking you, exhausting you to where you can't take water in, and to the point where they don't even allow you to have water. So there's a lot of things here that's in the story that is not to the forefront that we don't know about.
Right.
You know, we don't know if the player, you know, God bless this guy, Jordan McNair, we don't know what his physical conditions were. They certainly didn't have anybody on the field during these times of humidity and heat. And, you know, this is the number one thing now. When you work these players the way they work them, they don't work them in pro football anymore. We can get into that later on.
They don't.
But we can certainly attribute this to college, where you go down south down there, back east in these hot humidity environments, and you wake up dehydrated before you even work out, because the environment dehydrates you. The emphasis on water, and I mean water, not Kool-Aid, replenishing you is overlooked.
That's
because,
true.
Because these players are now put into, and this is what it says, the alleged toxic coaching culture. And that means that you got a coach who apparently is verbally abusing these players.
He was coaching, they say, quoting, a coaching environment based on fear and intimidation, and a tenure that's featured extreme verbal abuse of the players. So we know that at least has come out in the story.
Yeah, well, there's so much in here that if you turn your child, even at a college level, you turn your child over to strangers, and that's what they are, you don't know. I mean, this guy, this coach, Durkin, no doubt went into the home of Jordan McNair and talked to his parents and to recruit him to the school. And now he has to come back and double back and say, "Hey, I killed your kid.
Yeah,
I set up the environment in which your child died."
But here's where I draw a line here, and I'm a little confused. And straighten this out if you can, Fred Dreyer, here on the Sports Lounge. And that is, we had Jim Harbaugh, saying that the players coming to the NFL out of college. John Harbaugh came in and said that the players coming into the NFL are not, they're not callous.
They're soft.
They're soft.
Yes.
And here's a coach that's really trying to maybe strengthen them up, and he kills a guy. So where's the happy medium
between this?
Well,
there's a difference. Believe me, I guarantee it.
What's that difference?
Huge difference between having somebody make a statement publicly of toxic coaching culture. You know, once you start exposing these kids and start just drilling them for the sake of drilling them, and start using language that you don't need to, it's abusive. What's the reason? Why are you upset with these players? Why are you abusing them? What's the purpose of driving players into the ground and then punishing them, saying, "No water. You'll get water later on. You'll get water when I tell you." I've been in environments like this.
It's kind of like an army situation, isn't it? Like a drill sergeant?
No, but in the army, you know, they didn't kill you. You know, you'll have somebody, you know, expire every once in a while because
maybe you don't know.
That's because of whatever the conditions are.
Yeah.
But the environment is set up to make the player grow. You know, for this guy to understand how to play offensive line and how to be a part of the team. And there's so many things that you bring the team together for. You don't separate them. You don't beat them down to put them into your control. You don't want them to be fearful of going to practice every day. You don't want them fearful of realizing, boy, if I ever did get hurt, this is the last place I'd want someone to look after me. You know, there's all kinds of things that go into this. I went to as much as I could to all of my daughter's activities. I wanted to know what's going on. And
you mean all of her physical activities and things?
Soccer matches and whatever, gymnastic stuff.
Right.
I wanted to see how she was being talked to. I wanted to see how the what the environment was.
Yep.
And I wanted to meet the teacher. And I'd listen to my daughter say, "This coach doesn't like me. She yells at me all the time." I said, "I'll keep my eye out for it." And then, you know, you'd really pay attention to it. Well, once that teacher, that coach, sees me come to practice and stand there,
you, Fred Dreyer,
they change their attitude. And then when it's all over with, I go to her, and I did this back in Boston, and I say, "Hey, look, I understand Kate really likes the program. She likes her teammates, and she has a lot of fun, looks forward to the class. Thanks very much." She's, "Oh, she's wonderful. Kate's really wonderful." And so
you bring
that out, and you know, whether it's true or not, whether or not they say it's true or not true, that's one thing. But the point is that the adult, the parent, has to show up to see what the environment is. And if I show up and I see that there's no water, there's no shade, where's the doctor? Is there a doctor here available? What's the conditions? Are they abusing players by beating them up with mindless drills? You have to look for all that stuff.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge every week at this time, coming to you with the inside look at what's going on in sports. The stars of your program here, yours truly, Michael Horn, but our real star, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I'm looking at this release on the death of Maryland football player Jordan McNair.
University of Maryland.
And in this blurb, they said... It boiled down to they basically misdiagnosed the situation.
Yeah.
No vital signs were taken. Other safeguarding actions were not taken.
Yep.
And for me, the guy says, that's enough for me and to say I need him to come up with a personal apology. Well, it's beyond that. Now you're going to get the authorities in here, and somebody's going to jail here.
Somebody's
right. Getting fired, but this entire organization, the athletic department is at stake here. So is the football program. So is the head football coach and the coaching staff. If this toxic coaching culture is what they say it is, and it is because they reported it here, this is a big problem for not only for Maryland football, but for college football in general, and it should be. I know there's programs out there that just ride the very edge of somehow thinking they're the arbiter of who should get water and who shouldn't.
See, this is the extreme. You and I saw the other extreme when we went to the Rams training camp, and I'm sure it's a training camp at a lot of NFL teams where they didn't show up to play until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they're doing, you know, pirouettes, and they're doing some kind of stretching, and there was no look to me of a professional NFL team really breaking a sweat at least to get going. But that's a difference between breaking a sweat and trying to get a good practice going, let alone depriving someone of water, not having vital signs, somebody has a headache. I look at the Dodgers and Kenley Jansen. He has a regular heartbeat. They pulled him out of the game. They sent him back to L.A. to get checked on. You got to kind of have an eye for the person's health first and foremost, right?
Well, of course, and football at this time of year is very dangerous because you've been inactive for a long period of time, and then suddenly now there's a big push to everybody get out there and be excited, and you have coaching staffs that want to whip you into shape, and they wind up tragically doing a lot of things. If it's not leading to this type of thing here with Jordan McNair, it's a knee injury, an ankle injury, some sort of a concussion, some sort of an injury that it doesn't need to be. You got to be careful with people. Just because you put football uniforms on them doesn't mean you can beat them up.
I agree with you totally. Now, since we're talking football, we'll talk pros here a little bit because we're in preseason, getting ready to get into a regular season. And apparently the quarterback controversy for the Washington Redskins, and I do like their logo, but besides that, the quarterback, they've had some problems. They last three seasons, Kirk Cousins produced some pretty good passing. They had Kurt on the team ready to go. Then they had RG3, Robert Griffin III, and then they ended up having – They've acquired a 14-year veteran now, Alex Smith. They traded with Kansas City. They let Cousins sign with Minnesota. So it's the end of the controversy. So now you played NFL professionally, Fred Dreyer. What does this mean? Does this maybe get it so the people were worried whether Griffin would continue to be the guy or should Kirk be the guy? And it goes back and forth. You had that with Pat Hayden and Vince Ferragamo for a long time there with the Rams. Once you settle on a quarterback, does the team have a better chance at winning?
Well, if you know who the best one is.
Well, yeah. Well, what happened?
Don't you want a good one?
What happened during the Pat Hayden and Vince Ferragamo? They both were good, but they kept going back and forth. One guy would start, then another guy. Does that wear the team down a little bit?
Well, it's very clear, very subjective, isn't it?
I mean, I think so.
You know who's good, you know who's bad. It's like going to a drag race and saying, "Okay, who's faster?" Well, let's find out. I mean, that's what it comes down
right.
to. So, these teams have to find their leadership from the quarterback position. Half of the National Football League is without really a starting quarterback here. And so they got to figure out who it is. And they go through all kinds of permutations and at practice. And, and now they got 5-6 preseason games. And they'll figure somebody out in about 3-4 weeks and then give him the ball and see what he does.
They could go out and get Johnny Manziel. He's been placed on the concussion protocol. Montreal Alouettes announced that Manziel informed the medical staff that he was feeling symptoms that could be associated with prescribed medication he uses for previously diagnosed medical conditions. So he missed practice and he's getting blood work.
He's susceptible to injury because of the way he plays.
All right, we'll continue here straight ahead. It is the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks for joining us. Be right back. We're back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of the program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer. We're into the baseball season, getting into the dog days of the pennant race here, and I thought I would grab you for a second to talk a little bit about it. They're saying there's some, you know, some teams that were expected to do well are not doing that well. Some teams that weren't expected to do well, like the Athletics and the Cardinals, have entered the picture, and they got a chance at a playoff spot. And so there's a lot of stuff. The Dodgers, they thought they were going to make their way and be one of the few teams to have a lock on their division, but they're facing some problems. So I was reading recently the USA Today, and they mentioned some players that are keys to certain teams. And I thought I'd ask your opinion on this, Fred Dreyer. First, for the Dodgers, they're on the outside looking in, and they got their big acquisition of Manny Machado from Baltimore. Thought that this addition would put the team right on top. And so what do you think about this? So far, Manny Machado has been disappointing, they say, in 24 games with his new team. He's batting .250 with a .733 on-base plus slugging percentage and has just 5 RBIs with the Dodgers right now.
Yeah, he's not doing anything right now.
Is he pressing? Is it sometimes?
I don't know. I have no idea. These guys are mental cases to begin with, and if they're not mental cases, they don't know if they're hurt or they're not hurt. And so I'm so off of baseball players, I got to tell you.
It's tough.
I don't find anything in there that they're all soft. You know, I mean, when I say that, I don't mean to cast aspersions on all of them, but the culture is soft. And you've got people, you know, oh, my back hurts, oh, my thumb, I hurt my thumb, and I can't do anything, so I think I'll take a week off. You know, the team is desperately needs. I made a comment to a friend of mine who was actually with the Dodgers last week.
We follow them because we broadcast out of Hollywood, California here, so we watch the teams as they come through town. But what did they say about the Dodgers, your friend?
So it's what I said.
Yeah.
I said, here it is. Kenley Jansen goes down. His heart's on the blink.
Irregular heartbeat while the Dodgers were playing in Colorado. Maybe the altitude got to him or whatever.
I don't know, but he's
out of the lineup for a while. Yeah.
So he's out. And so they're now saying they got to go and pull a starter into the bullpen.
Which I agree.
To pull a starter into the bullpen.
Yeah, as a closer.
And everybody now says, well, it's going to be Maeda.
Kenta Maeda.
So for the last week, it's been buzzing around, well, is Kinta going to want to do that? He did it last year. He was very successful. Is he going to come back? Is he going to come back? You know, I understand that he's not too excited about it. And so all this thing started to fester. And the issue was, I said, if you're Kenta Maeda, don't you know you're eventually going to get moved to the bullpen? So here's what you do. Don't you do this? I do. I say, you know something? I want to go to the bullpen, and I'd like to take a shot at closing.
Yes.
I want to take the onus off of...
Take ownership.
Establish your leadership in the team by saying... I'll do it because you're going to do it anyway. So just tell people I'm looking forward to doing it. I'll do it in games, and I'll come in and I'll close until you don't need me to do that anymore. But I think I could do that, and I think I could have leadership. It's the attitude of
a winning attitude
of players who aren't paying attention, or maybe they are. They're not paying attention to their job descriptions. They're on a team. You know, we're all trying to win. We all have individual contracts that have perks in them. He has to, in order to hit his perks and get more money, he's got to be available to start so many games. Well, if you put him in the bullpen, he's not going to have that opportunity. So he's upset about it. So, but you tell people you'll work it out. Just allow me to give me the shot to close. That's what I want to do. I think I can do that. You know, and people would love him for it. And he can go back to his locker room and go, gee, I really don't want to do it. But don't tell people you don't want to do it. Tell people you do want to do it, and create an atmosphere amongst your fellow
positive
pitchers
thinking.
And your team.
Yeah, it's positive thinking, and that's kind of the key of one of the bright spots, even though the Dodgers were mired in a losing streak, is the fact that they started doing the squeeze play. They were starting to steal some bases, and that's unknown in baseball. In fact, they had more steals, I think, in the month of August than any other team, and they had three or four because nobody does that anymore. And it's like when your team can't hit home runs and they're a home run team, then you got to manufacture some runs. It takes a manager to say, are you guys ready to do this? Do we want to win this game at all costs? Kenta, man, are you ready to go in there and just to show us what you got? And, of course, he got shelled the first time he went out. But that's here and there to be said. It's like you go in there with a positive attitude that you're going to make a difference, and I think that's kind of the key. You're right on.
Well, it's leadership when you need it. You got 50 games now left, something like that, 48 yeah. games left, and you better get with it and start winning some games. And the people who are in the lineup should now start making sure that people are serious about what the hell they're doing. And let's move the pile down the road.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we move it down the road a little bit and we see what they want to do. We have other players to talk about here, too, but let's get your thoughts on that. Don't forget we have email segments on the show, so send in your thoughts on that. You can send Fred an email, freddryer@crntalk.com, freddryer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, fred_dryer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer and go to his new website, FredDryer.co. FredDryer.co.
Please.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300 team regional and sports centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray and Gel, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray and Gel for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama,
this is a bad time to be coming down off of that high,
comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
We are back in the Sports Lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the acting legend, the all-pro defensive end for the Rams and the New York Giants, and you're talking sports here. So we're talking a little bit about baseball as we get into the final months here of the baseball season, the stretch run, so to speak, and we're talking about some of the players that need to step up as the team's acquired them. Manny Machado for the Dodgers, Marcell Ozuna for the Cardinals. We talked about Luis Severino for the Yankees. He's given up 30 earned runs in his last 36 innings, and you know they're going crazy in New York on that one. Mm-hmm. There's Yuli Gurriel for the Astros, 34 years of age. He was batting 310 in the first half of this year after the All-Star break, 165. That's the same with Matt Kemp, who came back and really unloaded on the Dodgers. Did had an outstanding first half, but he's about 3 for 47 or something like that at bats. What happens when a guy, is he pressing too hard? There's a swing. It's amazing.
Look, I can't speak because I'm not a baseball player. I don't know. But
you did play baseball, though.
Well, I did. Yeah. No. During the course of the season, there's a mental aptitude that you have to protect as you go deeper into the season, as you go towards the important dog days of August and September and into October. It's a muscle, you know, and you've got to concentrate and focus in on that stuff. You got to hope you can keep yourself the responsibility of staying healthy, your hands and your eyes and your back and your neck. You've got to really stay on it to make sure that you don't fall off and lose your focus. A lot of this stuff is players lose their focus. It happens in football. It happens in baseball, certainly right now, and I'm sure it happens in hockey. But all of these guys, Kemp, and all these people are going through these slumps. You know, I think a lot of them are the player falls back and falls away because he loses focus.
I agree with you. You got to stay tight and look and be relaxed, but still have the focus. Also, if you're, you know, let's talk pitchers for a second. They have this Sir Anthony Dominguez on the Phillies. He's a rookie, dominant reliever, and came in, had great success, but in his last 8 games, Dominguez has given up 5 runs and walked 7 batters and had 2 blown saves. If you're a reliever, you can't afford to walk anybody when you come into a game, even when you start an inning. That always seems to come back to bite you here, does it not, Fred Dreyer?
There's an old axiom. If you put a guy on the first guy comes up and he gets a hit, or you walk him, or you hit him, or you put him on base, there's a high percentage he scores.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
And so what you got to do is you can't – if you're a pitcher, you cannot walk people. Now, I didn't want to butt into what you were doing.
That's fine.
But I wanted to, I did want to say this. Closers, Maeda.
He got
the shot last night to come in and protect a 1-0.
His first appearance as a reliever.
A 1-1 Dodger Giant.
Or 2-1. They were losing already, but you're right. It was 2-1, I think.
No.
Oh, it wasn't?
No. He gave up.
Oh, he gave up the run. Okay.
So he came in when it was even.
So it's 1-1, and he comes in the ninth inning.
Yeah, he comes in and gets the first guy out, yeah. And then the next two guys start getting hits.
A couple of good hits.
And the way the television was, you know, the camera behind the pitcher, you could see the pitches he was throwing. He was and the commentator and was Oral Hershiser was the commentator.
Yeah, he did.
And I was waiting for something for him to tell me what's going on in this moment with the closer, how to read the hitters, and how to use your best stuff under any circumstances, any situation, and I remember that Mariano Rivera. From the Yankees, great closer, had a cutter. That's all he threw. And by the way, that's all Kenley Jansen throws is
a cutter. Yeah.
These two guys come out and they ostensibly tell the hitter, I'm going to throw you a cutter.
Hit it.
I'm going to throw it to you every single time at about 95 miles an hour. I'm going to put it a couple different places, and you've got to hit it to beat me. And the odds are they're not hitting it,
okay?
So what happens? Maeda comes in, and what's he do? He starts going through his repertoire, fastballs, curveballs, and he starts hanging every single one of them, and he starts doing and he has a slider, and he's all this stuff. Now, he has a sinker, and that was his great pitch that he helped develop when he was in the bullpen last year, and last year had a great season. So here, I made this note.
Yeah.
He should be throwing nothing but the cutter. Nothing but the cutter. And if he's got a splitter, a sinker, if he's got a sinker, throw that to the outside part of the plate. And just tell him, I'm going to throw you a ball that's going to be down here, and you're not going to be able to hit it. If you do, it's going to go on the ground. That's where you want it. You don't want it to get on the barrel of the bat. You don't want someone to square up on it, as they say. Jerry Harrison would say, he squared it up and blast it out into the outfield. You don't want to get hit like that.
Correct.
So why isn't, and if I run into Rick Honeycutt, Dodger pitching
coach. We got to get him on.
I'm going to tell you something. I've got so many questions for him, and this is one of them. Tell Maeda, when you put him back out there tonight, tell Maeda to throw the cutter and throw it and throw it and throw it and throw it. Tell him you're going to throw it and make him hit the damn
thing.
Here's
the deal, Fred Jarre. You got to make adjustments. If you go from being a starter to going in the bullpen, you got to make those adjustments.
That's the point. The point is you're not starting the game and going through the top of the rotation.
That's right.
You're coming in for three outs. Give them the best series of pitches you can give them and make them all cutters.
It's the Sports Lounge. That's Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Stay with us here. More coming up. Glad to have you on board here today. The Inside Politics of Sports. We're giving it to you. Here to the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer, and it's time for our email segment. You can email freddreyer.com, freddreyer.com. Patricia starts us off this week. She said, did you hear the sad news of Aaron Cox of the California Angels, Mike Trout's brother-in-law? Let's all pray for both families and see if we can do a group prayer on instant message. I didn't hear about this. Did you hear what's going on? Aaron Cox, is he
a player?
Yeah, I guess the sad news of Mike Trout's brother-in-law. So I'll have to find out what's going on there, and that's anything that affects anybody is your family or whatever.
Did you find out what happened to him?
I don't know. We'll have to check into that for you. By the way, Hunter, I'm on season 4 of Hunter, Patricia says. When I get home from work, I watch it till I crash.
Oh.
Hashtag works for me. Is that your song? Works for me.
That's what it was. Works for me. We only did that for like two seasons, three seasons.
How many seasons has she got to watch this, by the way?
Seven.
Seven seasons. So, Patricia, keep, you know, maybe stay awake
season
as late
four,
as you can.
Season four, by the way.
Good one?
Is these things start to get you. If you make enough of these shows, yep. If you make 150 shows like we did,
yep.
then right around the third, fourth, and fifth seasons, that's the heart of the shows. They're really good.
All right, Devo sent us this, possibly from the group. Devo says,
oh, yes, exactly.
I love me some Hunter. May God continue to bless you, Fred. A lot of people feel that way about you.
I'm very fortunate to have a great fan base. Thank you.
So send us emails. More coming up here later in the show. We'll continue with you. Don't forget, it's freddreyer.com. Freddreyer@crntalk.com. Freddreyer@crntalk.com. Mm-hmm. Get it out to him.
That's right.
I got a huge problem. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Oh yeah, I have to talk about that. You're right. Welcome back. I'm Michael Horn with Fred Dreyer. My problem is just simply this. I made the mistake of making dinner for Fred Dreyer. Now it's like a weird, odd couple kind of thing. Were you saying, are we dining tonight? And I said, no, my dog has been sick and had a little operation. I'm changing my dog's name, by the way, from Lindy to Baxter. People say I look like Ron Burgundy. Baxter! Baxter!
You do have a Ron Burgundy.
Hello to San Diego, Glenn. By the way. I want to say hi to San Diego. How you doing out there?
Stay classy, San Diego.
That's right. So, as you want to come to dinner again? You want me to make some salmon again and have fresh broccoli? I do have some broccoli.
Well, it's edible. You got to get rid of it.
Fred was smacking his lips at the last dinner. And this is not exactly your, you know, outstanding dinner, but Fred was like a...
It was a very good dinner. Don't cut yourself short here.
Gourmet dinner.
Yeah, don't dine out on it, but I mean...
I got cauliflower, broccoli, and beans with asparagus. We could have all four if you
green
wanted
beans. They weren't
green
pinto beans.
No. I don't want you hanging around with pinto beans.
Classy beans.
And I'll find some salmon, and maybe we'll have a little dinner. We'll see what's going on.
And they'll catch...
nice to my dog, because she's recovering from a little surgery.
What happened to her?
You know, that female thing has been taken care of there. You know, I didn't want to have her in
credit
heat.
Cards. Yeah, credit card put in.
Exactly. There you go. Thank you. All right. So you wanted to talk a little bit about this drug problem here, right? In a few minutes.
Esteban Loaiza. Yeah.
Former Dodger pitcher, right?
Former Yankee, White Sox, Yankee. Dodgers. Yep. He made the rounds.
46 years of age now. He's a legal 46. U.S. resident.
Yeah.
Free on bail. Because he could be deported because he's been found guilty, what, on drug charges? What's this all about?
Loaiza's problems stem from a February arrest in San Diego where he was found in possession of 44 pounds of
44
cocaine.
44 pounds? How much is that, for gosh sakes?
Well, it's 44 pounds.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's 44 pounds of cocaine. Yeah. And Loaiza was under surveillance and was arrested in front of a house in Imperial Beach at the border with Tijuana, down in San Diego.
Yeah, Imperial Beach.
I know it very well. At the time, Loaiza pleaded not guilty, but according to published reports, in this new plea agreement, he admitted he transferred the drugs from one car to another. He's guilty, man. I feel sorry for this guy.
I do, too. He's got a time when he's, as you say, he played from 95 to 2008. The Yankees, the White Sox, the Dodgers. He was an all-star player or something. This guy, you know, what's the deal? He married a singer there, I think, Jenny Rivera in 2010. Yep. She was the at the pinnacle of her fame, the star of her own reality TV show. And then that marriage went into a series of problems and a divorce in 2012. And then she died in an airplane crash.
How about that?
And the divorce was never finalized before her death. And it's like, this guy's, I don't know. You can't turn to drugs. You got to make adjustments. You can't lean on that.
I think his adjustment was that he didn't have to pay alimony.
Well, he's got more serious problems now, for gosh sakes. I mean, come on.
The divorce hadn't been finalized at the time of her death.
Yeah, I know. So does that mean he still gets whatever was there or something?
So the irony is he dodges a bullet in that regard, but then gets popped for 44 pounds of coke.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
What's that music? What's that sound?
That's just a little sound that we like to play so I can remind everybody that I got to tell you about how you can contact Fred Dreyer. Don't forget, you want to contact Fred because we do the emails here, and he loves to hear from you. So it's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Yeah.
That's F-R-E-D. There's your Fred. There he is. D-R-Y-E-R. There's your Dreyer. And that's at CRN, Charlie, Robert, Nancy, crntalk.com. Competition Radio Network, by the way, crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And by all means, check out that website. He's got his Highway 395 movie you can download there at freddreyer.co. That's .co.
Sheriff Raleigh Wade is the sentinel of the highway.
You are the sentinel of the highways. Will you come in next week on the show if you can and wear the
in uniform?
Raleigh, yes, I want to see
with the mustache?
With the mustache. Cause I'll shave mine off. You can have mine, and then we'll switch them. It'll be good.
Yeah, we should get rid of yours.
I love it. It's good. We'll be back.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back. Your final segment of the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. A few more emails for you, Fred, if we can. Judy says, don't know much about football, just want to watch Fred. Huge Hunter fan.
God bless you.
People like you with football, people like you as Hunter.
I'm a double-edged sword.
Can we watch some of your old games if we search on YouTube? I'm sure we probably
can. If you go to YouTube, you can dial up just if you know the dates.
Ram games, right?
Ram games, you're playing, then dial them up, you can watch them.
Stevie says, hi, Fred, wondering who your favorite Dodger is right now and why, since Fred lives in L.A. Have a great week, I'll be watching. Who's your favorite Dodger right now?
Let's see. That's a pretty good.
That's what I like. Dave Roberts.
You like Dave? Do you?
I like. He's been adjusting things. I like the squeeze. I like the steal. He'll get it together. He's got problems there with the bullpen. Who's your favorite Dodger, though? The question was for you.
I think Justin Turner.
Yeah, he's been hitting the ball really well.
Yeah,
I do
think
like
so.
Him. It's good.
Yeah.
Brett says, "Hey, Fred, hope all is well."
Great. Thank you so much. Same on your end.
Diana says, "Hey, Fred, love you." And
love you, too.
And Mike from Massachusetts says, "Great job, Mr. Dreyer, on Tommy Lasorda's voice. Just watched the Hunter Marathon last week. Enjoyed it thoroughly. Where can I get some of those walk-in refrigerators?" What's he talking about? There was a walk-in refrigerator?
There was a walk-in refrigerator.
Tommy's.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Go ahead, Tommy.
You can stack, and let me tell you something about that refrigerator. You can stack as many pizzas in that refrigerator.
Really?
You could hide baseball players in there along with the pizzas. Matter of fact, that's where some of the players hide sometimes.
And you put your food in there too? Is that where you put your lunch?
Yes, exactly. I go in there and I sit down. I got a stool inside there.
But where can I get one of those walk-in refrigerators? Where can you get one?
Well, the refrigerator store. What the hell are you talking about?
Thank you for a great show. Thank you, Tommy, for being with us. It's great. Now, Tommy, you're a big fan, I know, of Fred, and you want to mention the fact that Fred's website has that Raleigh Wade movie, Highway Through 95. You like a good movie, don't
He's
you?
He's got a 30-30 he carries with him, and believe me, he'll pop you right off that horse if you don't watch what you're doing.
That's good. All right, Tommy, thanks so much. Fred, some final thoughts from you here on the show. What do you think?
Well, 88,000 people a year die from alcohol abuse. 43,000 die from drug abuse every year.
So don't do it. Stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.